Is anyone else just constantly worrying? I feel like it can't just be me, but I feel like worry should be my middle name. But I have recently discovered Cover My Bubble. Cover My Bubble are a family insurance company who started their business in memory of their daughter. When Lily Beth passed away, they didn't have any insurance and lost Emma's income into the family, which was very difficult. They are here to help families with affordable insurances such as life, critical illness, income protection, children's cover and bump cover. Yep, children can be covered too. Now Emma loves a question, so why not reach out to her at Cover My Bubble and let her help you. Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Tits, Tums and All Things Mum. I am your host, Lottie, and I am here to normalise normal parenthood and to show everyone that really, we're all just winging it. Join me and my amazing guests to make sense of the chaos and work through motherhood together. Hello and welcome back to Tits, Tums and All Things Mum, the award-nominated podcast. Yes, I am nominated for a Glow Mama Award and it is the Glow Mama Awards tomorrow. As I record this, it is the Glow Mama Awards tomorrow, but as this episode goes live, it will be after the Glow Mama Awards. This episode is a debrief of the Glow Mama Awards. I wanted to capture the raw emotions on the night of the Glow Mama Awards, like how I'm feeling when I get back, if I've won or if I haven't won, hopefully won, how I'm feeling, and just capture the raw emotions. So we shall be going forward in time from this point after this bit to, yeah, hear some of those raw emotions and see how it's all going. But as it stands, Glow Mama is tomorrow. I have started my beauty treatments. I've had my lashes done. I've had dermaplaning. Tonight, I need to defuzz everywhere and put some fake tan on. Also straighten my hair, ready for my hairstylist tomorrow. And then I've got my glam squad coming in tomorrow. And we're getting the train up to London, staying in London Bridge Hotel, which is literally a 200 meter walk. So I'm going to walk through the streets of London in my ball gown. And yeah, I'm going to enjoy every minute of the night, no matter what the result is. And I can't wait to meet everyone. So let's jump forward in time now to us up in London preparing to head out for the awards. So we have just arrived at the hotel. We actually got the train up here with Joe Wicks, didn't we?
We did, very excitingly.
Literally sat with Joe Wicks on the train like, oh my God.
And nicest man.
Oh yeah, so nice. And I just chatted to him as if it was nothing, even though inside I was like, oh my fucking God, that's Joe Wicks. Yeah, but such a nice guy. And he's actually, he's agreed to come on the podcast, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for that episode. Yeah. Exciting.
Very exciting. Lottie is all glammed up. She has her Hollywood curls and nice pink lipstick ready for your win. For
and my anxiety sweats. I'm literally so anxious right now about everything, about mingling, about the potential of getting on stage and having to do a little speech. Oh my God, but yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, definitely. And you'll smash it. Like, I think in the moment beforehand, obviously all that anxiety builds up and like we've had all the getting ready, getting here, meeting Joe Wicks randomly on the train. And then that, like, once you get to the event, you'll probably feel much better.
Once I've had a few glasses of wine inside me, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm just so nervous. But yeah, we're about to get our frocks on because we've just got the tube and the train up to London with our hair done. I've still got clips in my hair holding my fringe in place. We've got a full face of makeup. We're going to get our frocks on now and go get a drink in the hotel bar before we head to the venue. I'm so excited.
Yay.
And then we will report back when we get back later tonight and do a little debrief for you guys as well. So speak to you later.
Bye.
Hello, good morning. It is the morning after the Glow Mama Awards. Woo-hoo. We are sat on our hotel room floor next to my piss-covered dress, which I've dragged all through the streets of London. But yeah, it was a fabulous night. I didn't take the win, unfortunately, but I feel surprisingly good about it this morning. I thought I'd be crying.
I feel like lots of good things happen, like, yesterday that were just like good omens in like different ways. Yeah. So like, yeah, even though you didn't win, we obviously sat next to Joe Wicks on the train up, yeah, here. Then when we got there, we've met loads of lovely people that you, yeah, haven't met before that all want to also like come on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just feel like, yeah, okay, maybe you didn't win the award,
yeah,
but at the same time you've won in lots of different ways.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I feel like they were like the universe's way of dropping me little like consolation prizes, yeah, all through the day, which was really nice actually. So,
I'd take Joe Wicks any day. Like,
yeah,
over a,
I mean, like, yeah, award Joe Wicks. Like, yeah, it was a fab night though. As you can hear, my voice is very much gone. We definitely were the cheerleader table.
Yeah.
We were, who were we? Lauren, the honest, yep, mum, and her husband. Tara. Then there was you, me, Tara, and her plus one, who was also Emily. She was lovely. And then we had Laura from Oh So Mummy and her mum,
yeah,
and we were the cheerleader table near, yeah, the front, and
we love a woo.
We were the hype girls for everybody. So yeah, my voice is gone,
but that's what the event is about, isn't it? It's about celebrating,
yeah,
all of those accounts. Oh, yeah. And I think like if you can go in and do that and celebrate everybody that's there, like, that's,
yeah,
that's what we're supposed to be there for.
Well, yeah, and some people that I absolutely love online won awards. Like, Tara won 2 awards.
I know.
I know. So I'm just so happy for everyone that won. And I'm, yeah, surprisingly okay today. I don't know whether I'm going to have a breakdown at some point later, but I'm all right at the moment. It was a fab night, though. What was your best bit, do you reckon?
Oh, there were so many lovely bits. I think meeting Casey.
Oh, from, yeah,
Major Mum Hacks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was so lovely. Like, yeah, the nicest person.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that she just sort of, like, took us under her wing as, I soon know, as we got there. Like, yeah, I loved that.
Yeah.
And there was so lots of accounts, obviously, from me as, like, a little, yeah, little nano account over here. It was really nice to be in a room full of, like, people that you obviously aspire to get,
yeah,
to.
Yeah, definitely.
And, yeah, I just thought it was just really lovely. And do you know what? It was really nice to have a night off,
oh,
and,
yeah,
be all glammed up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't,
oh,
think, yeah, I've been that glammed since, like, my wedding.
Yeah.
So,
I know, it's crazy,
that was fun,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I know, people kept saying it's like I was wearing a wedding dress because they kept treading on the back of,
yeah,
it.
But you, like, looked absolutely stunning.
Oh, thank,
and
you,
I loved that everybody was saying that you looked like Jessica,
I,
Rabbit.
Know. I was like, oh, thank you. Next person, oh, it's Jessica Rabbit. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then in the club, so we went out to the club after. The I don't know whether he
club
was like the bodyguard or like, I don't know who he was. But he was, like, giving me a photo shoot on
those
the stairs.
Those stair pictures are stunning. Like,
he was like, give me your phone. You need a photo shoot. Look at this dress. And I was like, okay. So I was, like, posing on the stairs. So funny.
At one point, I thought you were being, like, heckled and that, like, some men... Because I'd obviously gone up the steps,
yeah,
already. And then I turned around and I could hear somebody talking to you and I couldn't work out what they were saying.
Yeah.
And I was like, do I need to go back down there? Does she need, like, a mama bear, like, reaction? Being like, go away. But then I noticed you were like having pictures taken. I was like, oh no, she's just slaying it.
She's being papped.
Yeah.
That was so funny. But yeah, everyone looked incredible. I just love seeing people in all their glam stuff because a lot of the accounts don't share, like, they're wearing no makeup, they've just got a mum bun in, and seeing them like that, I was like, I didn't recognise half of them.
Mm.
I was like, they look so different.
Do you know what I feel? I always know people more by their name on Instagram,
I know,
than their actual name.
Yeah.
So then when you go up to people, you're like, oh my goodness, all I know is their handle.
I know. I kept being like, oh look, that's Oh So Mummy. And I was like, oh crap, what's her actual name?
Yeah.
And I don't think I remembered her actual name until they read it out on the nominee thing. And then I was like, oh yeah, that's her actual name. But yeah, I'm terrible as well, calling them their handles. Oh yeah, I met Emma Nicolette as well.
Oh, yeah.
She was so lovely. You know,
and
when
looked stunning as,
oh,
well.
Oh yeah. You know when, you know they say
don't meet your idol because mm-hmm. like they always let you down. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I've always thought like, I'm always worried to meet those big accounts just in case.
Yeah, yeah.
But oh my God, Emma was so down to earth, so lovely, just such a babe. And I was like, oh my God, I'm just so happy I met her. So yeah, my little blink pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it. And who else did we meet that I was
Nigel
like,
Clark.
Oh, Nigel Clark. Yeah, he was so cool.
Yeah.
He was so cool.
I've worked with him before on like Dadvengers. And so obviously knew like how cool he was. But it was really nice to meet him and his wife. Like, because she's obviously got her account as well that she does all the mum stuff with. So yeah, it was nice to actually physically meet. Because you know when you like talk to somebody online, like you almost forget that they are actually a real life person.
Yeah.
So then when you meet them in real life, you're sort of like, oh, you're a person that exists.
You're a human being. Oh, I just loved it. There's so many amazing people. And we've got some amazing pictures to go through as well. I've not even looked at my camera roll yet.
Oh, I sent you 51 last night.
Oh, my God. I need to have a look through those. But, yeah, once again, Agnes has thrown an amazing event. And the venue this year.
Oh, that was stunning. My chandeliers.
Yeah.
The chandeliers.
And the view, it was on the river.
Yeah.
It was. I walked through into that room and we're just on the river. And I was like, whoa, this venue must have cost a freaking fortune. Mm-hmm. But yeah, incredible. And Agnes, once again, has pulled off just an amazing event. And I cried again.
There were some really lovely like moments, wasn't there, to celebrate like other mums.
Yeah.
I think for me, when we all stood up for the baby loss awareness.
Baby loss, yeah.
That really got me.
I know. I was like sobbing and I was like tapping my face so that my makeup didn't come off. Oh, but she cried as well. And then everyone was crying and we all stood up and it was a beautiful
moment.
And
the lady we celebrated at the end
as well. There's a lady who had lost her daughter while she was pregnant with her grandson, which was really, really sad. And she didn't know if she was going to make it, but she arrived when we were sort of back upstairs mingling and everyone stopped what they were doing and gave her a clap and gave her a cuddle. So, yeah, that was really nice. But, yeah, just so many inspirational women in one room.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
A lot of power. There was a lot of power there.
A lot of power.
That a lot
vibe.
Of mama bears.
That vibe in that room was just electric.
Yeah,
but
great.
I'm currently sat in a towel, so we need to get ready, check out of our hotel and make the journey home with our lovely goodie bags with some bits for the kids. I'm very hungover, so may try and eat something as well. Probably shouldn't have drunk as much as I did.
I didn't think you drank that much.
Yeah, I was taking full advantage of all the free alcohol.
I was trying to count in my head last night. I was like, how many Proseccos did I actually drink?
I didn't let my glass get empty. Like, it would be half full and the guy would like was like, do you want some more? I'm like, yeah, fill me up. So I don't even know.
Maybe that's why I've drunk more, because most of mine, when they got filled, because they bubble up so much, it only actually really filled halfway. So I never had a full glass.
Yeah,
so true. I think I had about 5 or 6 half glasses. So
I definitely had more than that.
Not too bad.
Whoops. And then when we went out as well, I was definitely drinking more. Silly me. Right, yeah, I'm definitely going to regret this in a couple of days when I get a UTI, but it'll be fine, it'll be fine. It's like a Glow Mama souvenir.
Yeah, here's your UTI.
Woohoo!
Consolation prize number three.
Yeah, let's go check out and get our free croissant and coffee.
So I am back home now. It has been a very, very long day. Haven't managed to sneak a cheeky nap, so I am about to jump into bed when the kids go to bed as well. I'm not gonna lie, the sads have started to hit me now. I thought I'd avoided it this time. Emily and I were talking at breakfast, and she was like, how are you feeling now? And I was like, surprisingly okay. And she was like, yeah, you look okay. And I was like, yeah, like I've got this, like I don't feel sad that I haven't won. And to be honest, I still don't think I'm sad that I didn't win. I think this year it was a bit easier to stomach because last year I was nominated for 3 categories. And Instagram, best Instagram page and funniest mum, I wasn't up against celebrities. I was up against fellow influencers. So there was a chance that I could have won in those categories, but obviously I didn't. But this time I was only nominated for Best Podcast, and I was up against massive celebrities. I kind of knew I didn't stand a chance, so it made it just that little bit easier knowing that I probably got a really good amount of votes because you guys are all incredible, but it was never going to be the same amount of votes as the likes of Luana, because they get like a million downloads per episode. So I think that's kind of made it much easier to stomach. However, I am feeling sad now that it's over. I feel like there's such a big build up to this massive event. You know, you're planning your outfits, you're booking your hotels, you're doing all of that stuff. And then it's just over within a day and you're like, oh, it's done for another year. What do I do now? Thankfully, I have got my amazing 100th episode podcast party coming up on the 6th of April, and the episode will be airing on the 29th of April. So that's very exciting. So it's almost given me something else to look forward to and something else to focus on. But yeah, I do feel sad today. And I do feel sad knowing that my podcast is probably never going to win an award, because I do love my podcast. It's like my third baby. I have incredible guests on here, and it would be amazing to get recognised for that, and for like the hard work that I put in doing all the editing and all of that stuff, because it's just me. But knowing that I'm going to be up against celebrities for Glow Mama every year does make it a little bit sad. So I'm going to have to find some other podcast awards out there to get me some sort of award elsewhere. But yeah, I feel okay. I am definitely not as sad as I was last year. I think I'm probably just very tired and very, very, very hungover. I've also found a bruise on my leg, and I had no recollection of how the bruise had got to my leg, and it's very, very sore and swollen. And then Emily let me know that I fell over, and I didn't remember that. So she informed me, yes, that I fell up the stairs in the club. And she told me some other things as well that were a bit questionable that I'd been up to. And I was like, oh my God, what am I like? But we definitely had commiseration kebabs as well, which was literally the best. But honestly, I have really, really enjoyed this year. Last year, I was so anxious. I kind of stuck to my plus one, which was Bex from Book Mum's The Word. We kind of just stuck together and kind of mingled with people that we already knew and, you know, felt safe doing that. But this year I made a promise to myself that I would mingle and chat to absolutely everyone. And I tried. It's very hard to chat to that many people, but I worked my way around and I've met some incredible, incredible people. Amazingly, my lovely Lauren from The Honest Mum, she's like my spirit animal. We went to the club and we were dancing like crazy people, accidentally headbutted each other. But I've just got this newfound love for her. I loved her anyway, but now that I've met her face to face, I just love her so much. Also met Abby and Cole, who were so, so lovely. Really, really liked them. I met Lisa from ASD with G&T, and she was so lovely. She wore a dinosaur costume. So many others. Casey from Major Mum Hacks was such a babe as well. There was just so many people that I was like, wow, this person's just amazing. They've got a huge amount of followers, but they're so down to earth and just sweet and lovely and supporting all the other women here. So incredibly grateful. And it was just an amazing experience. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to have the trophy right now, but it was just not meant to be this time. And I've got Joe Wicks and Nigel Clark coming on my podcast. So, I mean, it's a good consolation. But I just wanted to say a huge, huge thank you to every single one of you that voted to nominate me in the first place, the ones that voted for me to win, and anyone else who just supports my podcast, shares it, you know, subscribes, tells their friends. You have no idea what it means to me. And for it to have even been nominated in the first place feels like a massive win. So yeah, onwards and upwards. And so looking forward to this 100th episode party, which is coming soon. But yeah, thank you so much. And I will speak to you all soon. Thank you so much for listening. As always, could you please subscribe, download, and leave a review? And I would absolutely love it if you could share my podcast with your friends. I'll see you for the next episode.